Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey! And a good Tuesday afternoon. If you missed terrible jokes, we did them in the 3 o'clock hour of the program, hour two, Tuesday edition. And you can always check out the Dana and Parks podcast at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Dare I say, Dana was on fire today with terrible jokes. A couple of sports stories just very quickly. I know we're not a sports station. The Big Ten is on the cusp of television deals that are expected to pay it in excess of $1 billion.
Wow.
For a TV deal for the Big Ten and create a college football triple header featuring Fox, CBS, and NBC. If the agreement goes through, ESPN will be out of the business of Big Ten football and basketball for the first time in 40 years. Okay. The Saturday format would likely be Fox with the noon kickoff. CBS would get late afternoon. NBC would get a primetime Big Ten kickoff. Sources tell the New York Post CBS is expected to pay in the neighborhood of $350 million per year for the 3:30 Eastern time game of the Big Ten.
Okay.
And Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman are your latest PGA players rumored heading for LIV.
Like dominoes, they're falling.
And Serena Williams dropping hints today that she's on the verge of retiring.
I think it's more than a hint. I've seen some outlets reporting it like it is a done deal. Why do they always have to come up with these goofy banners? One said game, set, and match.
What did it say?
Game, set, and match.
Wait, can we go back to Cameron Smith? Can we get more mullets in the game of golf?
No, and he has got to shave that mustache. It is terrible.
I mean, he's got the mullet and the stash. He's the next best thing to John Daly at this point.
John Daly actually tweeted him after his last win and said something to the effect of keep rocking the mullet returns.
Oh, my.
Oh, God. And
looks like Randy Johnson.
I'm just going to tell you this. I'm not a fan of the mullet. And for all of the young men listening, and you know who you are, this thin, gross porn mustache that has come back with a vengeance in this past year.
Thank you, Miles Teller and Top Gun.
Has got to go. It's disgusting. Shave it off.
Sarah's boyfriend's got one.
Oh, it's so gross.
I know.
It's 70s
porn.
Awful porn. Disgusting.
You did not have this visceral reaction when I had a mustache 3 weeks ago.
It's just not a
inside good, she did.
It's not a good look. What happened to the, you know, we had a lot of people with the nice goatee for a while. I'm down with the goatee.
I'm not a goatee fan.
Yeah, what? How's that better than a mustache?
I'm fine with the like half beard. Like Scott, you have like a small, like, I don't know what you call that.
It's the George Michael 1987 5 o'clock shadow.
George Michael going on. I'm totally fine with that.
I call that too lazy to shave.
But this weird pencil thin, gross mustache. Where did this come from?
I don't know, but it's everywhere on the young people. Ugh, they love it.
Gross.
Well, I'm telling you right now, guys would not grow it if chicks didn't dig it.
I think that the chicks have gotten this one wrong. I really do.
That's not the guy's fault.
Why are these back in style?
Good one. I'm telling you, Sam's right. It's Miles Teller. He's bringing it back.
Let's just say when I had a mustache for about 3 weeks, I got a lot more compliments than I did, oh my God, shave that offs.
They've written about this in menshaircuts.com. Okay. Yep. This style grew popular
Reliable
in the
source.
70s. One of the trendiest looks in the 80s, and now it's back.
I've also considered rocking the mullet.
You should. I think you would look good with a mullet.
It'd be a
God
mullet
knows I did.
Fro, but it'd be a mullet.
Does it say why the stash is back?
They're saying it's timelessly trendy. No, it's not.
That's not true. That's not true, because the guy in Color Me Bad had it in the early 90s, and it was not trendy at the time.
The porn stash gives you more versatility than a beard.
I don't think that's true. How does a mustache give you more versatility?
It provides you with an ease of maintenance.
Yeah, no beard brush.
It works for mature men perfectly. That's you, Scott, and don't you dare. Not staring at that
Please
4 hours a day.
I do. I have a nice full mustache.
I'll give you a whole dollar tomorrow if you show up with just a mustache.
It can help you keep up the conversation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I must ask you a question.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out.
Please.
Get out right now.
Please, no.
Get out. A story here from the Kansas City Star. Voters in Missouri, we're not doing a topic on this. We're just bringing this to your attention because it's going to be on the ballot and it's big news.
And the mayor just put something on Facebook.
That's right.
About
we'll
it.
Read that yep. as well. Voters in Missouri will decide in November whether to legalize adult recreational marijuana use, paving the way for Missouri to potentially become the 20th state in the union to legalize and tax the drug for recreational use. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft today said his office certified an initiative petition. This has been in the works for a very long time to place the issue on the November 8th ballot. Ashcroft's office certified more than 214,000 voter signatures across the state's 8 congressional districts. That was well above the required 180,000 needed to make it onto the ballot. And the mayor, Quentin Lucas, just released this statement on Facebook, and I quote from the mayor, "It is time for Missouri to legalize marijuana. It is also time for Missouri to expunge records for those convicted
Bingo.
Of past nonviolent marijuana offenses. I am still reviewing the constitutional amendment, but appreciate progress in an end to..."
His words, in an end to nonsensical weed prohibition.
Correct. So it looks like Mayor Quentin Lucas is already out in favor of this constitutional amendment, which will be on the November ballot in Missouri. This is for recreational use of marijuana.
Okay. I love what he just wrote. The most important part to me is it is also time for Missouri to expunge records for those convicted of past nonviolent marijuana offenses. Am I to read that if you were currently incarcerated for that in Missouri, you would also be set free? Because I always have this problem with these new laws, Scott, where at midnight on this certain date, what you're doing is perfectly fine. But man, if you got caught last week, see ya. Say goodbye to your family. You're going to jail.
Well, I think there's even more to read into it than just that, Dana, because there are people who have marijuana convictions, nonviolent marijuana convictions on their records. So when you go in for a job and they do a background check on you and do a criminal history report on you, that would still show up. And if the job is between you and me and I've got the past marijuana conviction on my record, you're probably getting the job.
The measure also contains criminal justice provisions that would mark a substantial and controversial shift in how Missouri treats marijuana-related crimes. The amendment would allow Missourians who were previously charged with nonviolent marijuana offenses to have those criminal records automatically expunged. It would not apply to violent offenders or people whose offenses involved distribution to a minor or driving under the influence. The current laws criminalizing marijuana are a driving factor in the mass incarceration of people of color. But quoting here from Jackson County Executive Frank White, now we have an opportunity for change. And that is just a fact. A report released by the ACLU in 2020 that examined marijuana-related arrests in Missouri between 2010 and 2018 found that black people were 2.6 times more likely to be arrested for possession than white people.
How soon does Kansas follow?
Now that we have also legalized...
If it is approved in Missouri, and that's an if.
Within the legislative year?
See, I don't think... I think that they would put it to a vote of the people.
You will watch the money pour in to the state of Missouri like we will see the money pouring into the state of Kansas over
sports betting.
And we live on that state line, Scott.
Yep.
The other state is going to look and go, oh my gosh, look at all that money.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, define recreational use, please. It's very simple. Getting high for fun. That's recreational use.
If you're caught with 36 bricks of it in your car.
That would not be for recreational use.
Probably not be for recreational
use.
But wait. I also don't think it should be criminal for the people who go into Colorado and bring back edibles for themselves and a couple of neighbors. Everybody does it. And then you get popped in Western Kansas and now all of a sudden you're a drug dealer? No, you're not.
Recreational use, meaning, I'll look it up. I know what you're actually getting at, Texter. What amount are we talking about? Usually, it's my understanding in states where this has been legalized, it's a joint or two. The equivalent of a joint or two of marijuana.
And this is later in the Kansas City Star story. Keep in mind, Kansas City effectively decriminalized marijuana possession 2 years ago. In 2020, the council eliminated penalties for possession.
Yep.
After that 2017 vote. Essentially, the city of Kansas City is doing this already. This would be a change at the state level.
Well,
and they stopped prosecuting this in 2018 out of...
It would be more than just a change at the state level because it would allow for the actual sale and the taxation of marijuana. That's the key. You know, what you see in Colorado with the drug shops and the marijuana, whatever the hell they're called...
head shops.
No, dispensaries.
Dispensaries. Thank you. Dispensaries was what I was looking for. Yes, in Missouri, they do have the medicinal shops that are popping up here and there, but this would be for recreational use where you would not need a prescription to get marijuana. You could just walk in and say, I want some edibles. I'll take that for a joint, whatever, and you walk out. Not unlike what they do in Denver.
By the way, it's typically 1 ounce or less for recreational use.
Okay.
And marijuana comes in pounds, not bricks.
Okay, that's true. Whatever.
All right. So not looking to make it a topic. We know where that goes. We've done it 1,000 times. It will be on the ballot in Missouri in November.
Kansas lawmakers in June or July, I'm trying to remember, voted to form a dedicated committee to work on medical marijuana issues in hopes that reform legislation will be ready to pass when they return for business early in 2023. That's just medicinal, just in Kansas.
Yeah. What that really means is how can we pass this, get it somehow legalized without having to go on the record with an actual vote?
Correct.
That our opponents are going to use to say that we support marijuana.
He's pro drugs.
Yeah.
Risky.
586-7798. She's Dana. He's Sam. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Somebody on the text line said they just got back from Colorado and it's taxed at 31%. They claimed on the text line. It'll be on your November ballot in Missouri, November 8th. A constitutional amendment to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. From Channel 41, a man who argued for 10 years, this is out of Kansas City, Missouri. A man who argued for 10 years with his neighbor is accused of shooting and killing him on Sunday after a final argument over lawn mowing. Jackson prosecutors have charged Samuel Avery, aged 42, with second-degree murder and armed criminal action. Avery called police after the shooting and told them his neighbor, Warner Trotter, pulled a gun on him. He told police he, quote, emptied his clip into Trotter.
Oh, my God.
Police arrived and arrested Avery without incident. By the way, they did find a gun with Trotter. It was in his waistband. A witness told police that Avery and Trotter got into an argument Sunday morning over Avery's lawn mowing. Trotter and the witness left his house to get food and returned a short time later. The witness told police she heard Trotter say something to Avery and then heard gunfire. Avery insisted that Trotter had pulled a gun on him. They did find, as I mentioned, a gun in Trotter's waistband. That would indicate he did not pull out a gun.
A fight over
lawn mowing.
What does that mean? Like, you're mowing a strip of grass that belongs to me?
I would imagine it's you're not mowing.
Or you're not mowing, or you're mowing at 6:30 in the morning, which, let's be honest, is really annoying.
Right.
And not that any answer you can give me, I'm going to go, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Guns were pulled. But my God.
Bond is set at $100,000. The two lived. Their homes were about 10 yards away from each other, so 30 feet.
Okay. How long was this feud going on?
10 years.
Okay. Look, I know people are listening to this program, and they're saying, yep, we've had this feud going on over property lines or over your tree is hanging over the fence on my side. How does something get so bad that it dissolves into gunfire?
A lack of conflict resolution, and you literally hate your neighbor. I think this is more prevalent than you know.
The Miami Herald just picked up this story. I mean, this is just crazy.
Somebody on the text line says, stand your ground allows you to do this. No, it does
not. I strongly disagree with
that. No, it does not.
We have so many people that misunderstand stand your ground, and this is from a woman who cannot stand guns. So many people call in and misunderstand stand your ground that it is my sincere hope you never are in a position where you think you have the legal right to use it because of all of the people that have called and written in over the years, Scott, who misinterpret what that law says.
And the texter, I wrote back, no, it does not. He wrote back, yes, it does. He felt that his life was in danger. The gun was found in the victim's waistband. That is not pulling a gun on somebody. If the gun on the dead person is in their waistband, chances are highly strong that they did not pull a gun on you.
Now, had they lifted their shirt, put their hand on their gun, and said, I'll blanking shoot you, that's a bit of a different story, yeah.
From the Miami Herald.
That's not what he said.
Police said officers had been called to the men's homes twice previously because they were arguing over Avery mowing his lawn too early in the day. No one was arrested during those incidents. That's what it is. I bet you one of them works nights, one of them works days. The person that works nights is just trying to come home and get a couple hours sleep.
We can't find a compromise.
You can't find a compromise. Your neighbor's getting up at 5 a.m. and mowing the lawn. My God.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. I'm not laughing that a man has died. I'm laughing at the absolute ridiculousness of all of this.
So Avery is the accused shooter. The man named Trotter is the victim. And I want to read this sentence again because I think it's important. On the day of the shooting, Trotter complained that Avery's lawnmower was too loud and made a gesture with his hand that he would shoot Avery. Avery, the shooter, said he called police and was told nothing could be done. Then he says Trotter waved an actual gun around and said nothing was going to happen to him.
Okay.
Is putting your finger in the shape of a weapon assault? I'm asking, I don't know. It's stupid.
Get you suspended from school.
You know, not 7 years old.
It's dumb. It's bad conflict resolution.
Did he say pew pew?
Okay, Sam.
I mean, I don't, this, the mayor has talked about this before. Well, actually, several mayors have talked about this before.
Sly James.
As well as police chiefs.
Yep.
The lack of conflict resolution in this town, where your first instinct is to reach for a weapon. I don't know that it's worse here, but it sure feels like it.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Miami Herald has some details that the 41 Action News story did not. Dana found that.
I'm sure they pulled this from the Star, but there are some very important details later in the body of the Miami Herald story where on the day of the shooting, to keep the name straight, I'm going to say the suspect and the victim, okay? On the day of the shooting, the suspect complained that his neighbor's lawnmower was too loud and made a gesture with his hand that he would shoot Mr. Avery, according to court documents, okay? Police were called. He says police said we can't do anything. And an hour later, a woman returned home with food from a restaurant, told police she was inside the house. She heard the suspect ask the victim something like, "You got something to say?" And then she heard several shots. Here's what's important. Footage from security cameras at the victim's home show him saying something to Avery, then starting to walk away and enter his house when the shooter started firing several times.
That's a problem.
The video clearly shows that the victim did not reach for a weapon at any time. According to the probable cause statement, it also said first responding officers removed a weapon from Trotter's waistband before emergency responders began treating him. Bond is set at $100,000.
Yeah, that's a problem. When you have a verbal argument, that's one thing. If Mr. Trotter is walking back into his home after said argument and you allegedly shoot him as he is walking away. There is no stand your ground. There is no justified shooting here.
It's just murder.
You just murdered somebody.
Yep.
And that's a fact.
And there's security outside of this home, I'm guessing, based in part, and the shooter probably has it too. This is a 10-year feud over lawn mowing.
This is like the Hatfield and McCoys. Johnny in Olathe. Johnny, hello.
Hey, let's just thank God there's security footage. Because when it comes to the, like, stand your ground, or even like if a state has a castle doctrine, it all comes down to video, security footage, or a credible witness in cases like this.
Correct.
Without this video footage, that holes in this guy's back, what it sounds like. Without this, this guy could have said, hey, he lifted up his shirt, you know, he threatened me with a gun, and I thought he was getting ready to pull it. So it really comes down to your story, how well you can tell it, and the history. Like, they have a history, and it's all on record.
Right.
They've had a problem for a long time over this. So let's just thank God for the security footage, because in court, if it wasn't for that footage and presumably holes in this guy's back, this guy could get off scot-free, you know?
Johnny, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Beth in Blue Springs. Beth, hello.
I don't know, but because nobody's mentioned it yet, but if what the race of the men are, I just didn't know if this would help bring your show full circle today. Is this a case to forward to the KU professor for the new angry white man class or not?
I don't know the race of the two men involved. I don't.
I just didn't know if you could help develop the curriculum or not.
Man, Beth, there's a lot of anger out there. If that's your point, you are not going to get a denial from either one of us on this program. And if you missed that hour earlier, yes, a university locally is looking into the history of the angry white male.
From the text line, let's address this quickly. 5533 writes, why would you put up with a neighbor like that?
For 10 years.
After so much has not been done, wouldn't one just move? That's easier said than done. I understand. And you hear this not just about neighbors that you don't like, but if you don't like the laws in this state, move to another one. Or if you don't love this country, move on out of here. It's a lot easier said than done. If and I don't remember the exact neighborhood where this occurred. Doesn't say in this story what neighborhood. It just says Kansas City, Missouri. Okay. We don't know exactly what neighborhood this was. We can find out here in a few minutes. Maybe they didn't have the financial wherewithal to just pack up, sell the house, and move. It's not that easy, especially if you're of limited means. There also is people who would say, I love my house. I love where I live. I love the neighborhood. This is where the kids go to school. We want to stay. I just hate the guy over there. Can't stand him.
Do they give ages in the mugshot?
44 and 42.
I was going to say, he looks about 45. So, you know, maybe, yeah, you have kids in a school district. Maybe, but...
Check that, 42 and 41. The victim was 41. The alleged shooter was 42.
Would you really want to live next door to somebody where police have been called that many times, where, quite frankly, one or both of them are fearful in some manner? Because after this latest alleged exchange, police were called again.
Can I see the mugshot?
Yes. Right here.
And I'm assuming this is Samuel Avery? Okay. Right. He will be spending the next 15 to 20 years in prison over an argument over lawn mowing and an inability to control one's temper. Let us move on to what we just received moments ago from the city of Lee's Summit. And we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour of the program. This is a press release from the Lee's Summit Parks and Recreation Department. And it is signed by, doesn't say, but the name at the top is the city administrator, Joe Snook. Okay. Or maybe he's the head of the Parks and Rec. I don't know. Doesn't specify. It is, in regards to the Summit Waves Aquatic Facility, Lee's Summit Parks and Recreation has completed an internal review of the cancellation of a private event scheduled for August 6th. You guys are all familiar with this. The review identified missed processes and miscommunication that led to the cancellation. A sincere apology is owed to the Evans family and our Lee's Summit community. They go on to say the following is a summary of their investigation. In essence, here we go. It has been our experience that social media marketing and or ticket sales have the potential to increase event attendance beyond the number initially stated and can result in insufficient staffing and security. The rental form indicated that 10 to 15 chaperones would be in attendance, and per the rental form, security consisting of officers from the Lee's Summit Police Department and the Jackson County Sheriff's Office is required. The cost of the security is paid by the rental party, but is arranged and booked by Lee's Summit Parks and Rec. Through our investigation, it is learned that Lee's Summit Parks and Rec found that staff failed to arrange for security for this event.
There we go. So, back up, and gosh, we talked about this the first hour of the program. You can go back and find it in podcast today. If the staff there is saying, we are not comfortable with the size of this crowd, they're saying that probably knowing that there is no security, which is standard for large parties, and saying that with the knowledge that the crowd has swelled to 400 to 500 people when only 250 were supposed to show up. We also know there were two open posts on their social pages, Scott, saying not necessarily everyone's invited, but saying, you know, welcome back to this big splash, take two. We're going to be out at Lee's Summit. They didn't specifically say people weren't invited, but they didn't say they were invited. It was just a post that we're going to go do this.
Which basically encourages people to show up.
I can see where staff would say, we are not equipped to handle what is happening right now in the parking lot with all of these people flooding in. Did the city handle it poorly? 100%.
They should have arranged, if the renting party pays for the security,
yep,
and they failed to arrange for the security, that is clearly on Lee's Summit.
100%.
Having said that, the kids involved, Noah and Isaiah, whatever the hell they are, did not help matters by posting, since they're apparently social media celebrities or something like that, did not help matters with their Splash Bash 2 posts to their 87,000 followers on TikTok and their 60,000 followers on YouTube. They are, let's be honest with what they're doing, they're encouraging people to show up. Just by posting it on there.
Even if they don't mean to, they're encouraging people to show
up. Yes. And there is no reference to, by the way, this is a private party. Only 250 people are allowed in. That's all we rented for. So don't show up.
Now you have the perfect recipe for a public relations disaster. You have these two young men who worked hard, made their own money, wanted to do a party for their friends. You have this family being turned away. The optics are terrible.
And there was a number that this review or this release from the City of Lee's Summit goes on to say, on the evening of Thursday, August 4th, so last Thursday, Summit Wave staff was made aware of a social media post advertising an event called Splash Blast 2 from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Summit Waves. On the morning of Friday, August 5th, so the day before, Summit Wave staff called the renting party, left a message inquiring about the social media post, and requested a return call.
Yes, please call us. We're seeing this on social. We don't have the staff for this. Give us a call. I believe that call went unreturned, Scott.
It did until Saturday, when they received 15 calls from parents with questions. What's the cost? What are the hours? Do parents have to attend? The renting party, according to Lee's Summit, did not return the call, but they did receive calls at Summit Waves from 15 parents with questions about Splash Blast 2 and the safety of the event. Summit Wave staff called the renting party two additional times to address their concerns. They made the decision to cancel the event at 5 o'clock due to the inability to contact the renting party. Safety pertaining to the anticipated crowd size and the potential impact it might have on party guests and the staff was the sole reason for the cancellation. Let me read that again. Their concern for the party guests and the staff was the sole reason for the cancellation, according to the investigation by Lee Summit.
I don't deny that. The optics are horrible. All of this could have been avoided with some pre-planning and checking all of the correct boxes that applied with respect to this event. We're going to have some good news when we come back. Some good news about Union Station. I cannot wait to share that with you. And then some sort of good news if you live in Florida and you're a python hunter, which is better than being a python victim.
Oh.
Talk about that straight ahead.
Okay. She's Dana. He's Sam. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Hey!
Woohoo!
Good to be with you. Big, big recognition today for Union Station.
Oh. It's what we already know, but I thought this was so cool that they have been named in Architectural Digest one of the 37 most beautiful train stations in the world.
Wow.
In the world.
Let's see if
Union Station from flatlandkc.org, whose $234 million restoration a quarter century ago, that was a bi-state tax, by the way,
was
a metropolitan labor of love, has been named one of the 37 most beautiful train stations in the world by Architectural Digest, of course, a respected international publication.
Of course.
Quoting here from Steve Rose, who co-chaired the successful bi-state tax sales campaign in 96, I think it is incredible. When you think back to when we first toured Union Station, and you've seen some of these photos, Scott.
It was crumbling.
The ceilings were black. Water had ruined much of the building. There were people who wanted to bulldoze it. Yep. It is quite a designation now that I am so proud of.
Union Station was one of 9 train stations in the United States to make Architectural Digest list. The others included Grand Central and World Trade Center in New York City. Also stations in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Denver, Seattle, and in Cincinnati.
I had no idea about this next sentence, and I'm going to show you a photo, and I find it hard to believe you would have known this either. Union Station reached its low point in 1983 when the once magnificent lobby was closed and Amtrak erected a plastic bubble inside to serve as a makeshift waiting room to protect passengers from the leaky ceiling and falling plaster. So I want you to think about the outdoor tennis bubbles at, like, Carriage Club. They put one of those suckers inside Union Station because it was so dilapidated, parts of the ceiling were falling on top of passengers.
Think the two athletic domes in Roland Park where they play indoor soccer and
indoor soccer, basketball. Indoor tennis. It's exactly what it looks like. Wow.
I did not know that.
Passed with 60% of the vote in Johnson County, by the way, and 70% in Jackson.
The only county it failed in, I believe, was Wyandotte County. It was also on the ballot in Clay and Platte.
Why do you hate trains, Wyandotte?
I believe, if I remember correctly, Platte, Clay, Jackson, and Johnson approved it, and Wyandotte County said no, if memory serves me right.
It's my favorite brunch in town.
And that's going where? Over at
Harvey's.
Yes. Pierpont's isn't so bad either.
No, it is not.
Very quickly from Channel 9, the hints keep coming from the folks over at Worlds of Fun. For the past couple of weeks, park officials have been posting cryptic social media updates with hints about a big announcement that is expected later this week. The amusement park first posted a photo with a cryptic message on Tuesday, July 26th. The message read, "After almost 50 years, we're getting ready for exciting new adventures, 8/11. That's in 2 days. The photo with the message showed a well-worn leather suitcase posed on the seat of a Worlds of Fun railroad, a replica steam engine that travels through the park and the woods in the park.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. My son went yesterday, had a blast, bought a 2-day pass for $70. And we will end with this, I promised, and here is the story. They are allowing snake hunters in Florida to hunt and kill some 800, you only get 800, pythons, because the Florida Everglades right now is overrun with them. They are killing the ecosystem, and if one of those suckers finds you, it will kill you too.
We got to run. The bonus hour is next. Sam, Dana, I'm Scott. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.